a successful memorial is not one that says to anybody, this is what this means. A successful memorial is one that invites people into more profound questioning and grappling and keeps the burden of memory on the people who come there. Memorialization is no longer just a language of distant commemoration. It's a way that people try and engage and make sense of these kinds of events is through memorial vocabulary. People think that if they discover the right design, if they pick the right model, it will somehow resolve the horror and meaninglessness of the event, as if memorials become a strategy of memorialized forgetting. Let's put up a memorial, let it do the burden of remembering for us, and therefore we don't really have to think about it anymore. I was completely unprepared for the power of Shanksville. A memorial fence that had been put up for people to leave devotional materials on didn't move me at all. But the natural site, the grove of trees where the debris field scattered after the plane hit at this unimaginable speed, and human remains and material debris were scattered in this beautiful grove of trees near two cabins. This, of course, is a place that is changed forever. We walked around the site. There were tiny bits of the fuselage and wire emerging from the ground. There were tiny bits of what several people thought were still human remains emerging from the ground. I felt like I was back in Poland at some of the concentration, at the death camp sites, where the ground was still, you know, giving up some of the event itself. There had been, as recently as 2 weeks before we were there, still personal remains, even human remains, falling out of the trees in the area. A leg, a wallet, these kinds of things. These deaths are not going to be forgotten. These are not going to become part of the millions of anonymous deaths of our time. These deaths we're going to remember as public deaths. Do people who come to whatever is going to be done at the World Trade Center, will they be led into universalizing questions about terrorism and mass murder and the dehumanizing potential of religious ideology in profound kinds of ways? If they are, the memorial is doing its job.